Our pre-show here for the 29th. I am sitting in a hotel room with Thunder the Cat. And Thunder, as a kitten, I think happened to her when she would go out on the balcony. People, including myself, would close the door not knowing she was out there. And a couple times, I remember turning and looking, I'd seen this little tiny cat kind of hanging on the window, and I'd let her back in. And ever since those days, I think she freaks out. She likes to go outside, but I think she freaks out. If she sees one human being moving, she'll run back into the house. And such was the case here a moment ago, because we have a little bit of a balcony here, and outside are some fountains or falls or whatever you want to call them, and Thunder is digging on that. But as soon as I got up to move over to get a, I was going to get a Pepsi, she darted back into the room. That's the exciting news that I have for you. The other exciting news that I have for you is, yes, indeed, we are on the road. And for the first time in 22 to 23 years, we no longer have the house there at the El Pacifico. It is in the ownership of another. And that's, you know, that's the way life is. I'll be on the road to FLA. And, you know, I had a talk with Jackie tonight. She said, she said something to me that, Jackie is very sparse or spare, whatever the word is, what's the word? She parses her words when it comes to complimenting me. But she said, you know, I got to hand it to you, man, making this move. And I said, well, look. And I quoted Messi and I quoted Don, you know, the whole let life come to you, let the game come to you. And I said, hey, you can still make your dreams come true anywhere. And there's a Buddhist philosophy. It's not really philosophy, but it's something that Buddhists try to believe in, and I try to believe in, and that is the life begins today. You're hanging out with the past is bullshit. Hanging out with what you did and what you didn't do and what you should have done is bullshit. You create life from this day forward. And, man, I've done a lot of thinking on it. I've done a lot of thinking on it. And Jackie and I have been, you know, with each other. We've been together for 5 years. So, well, this is the time to make the fucking move, man. And the thing that sowed it for me was I had in mind exactly where I wanted to live and the kind of place I wanted to have. And I'll be a son of a bitch if we didn't find that in the first 24 hours. So that was kind of an indication to me that things are going along swimmingly. So the first hurdle was getting out of the house. And like you heard you heard my character's reference that I've been sleeping on the floor. I have. Because what happened was, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, fuck. There's no furniture. Now, I booked a hotel, and I kept adding days to it, knowing we'd need it more days and more days. But I didn't know that we'd need even more days than those, you know? So I just said, fuck it. Furniture was out of the house, and we still had a little bit of, you know, picking up to do and shit. So I literally slept on the floor for the last 3 nights. So sleeping in a bed tonight is going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing.